You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent study has discovered that there is production of oxygen at the bottom of the ocean. Almost 800 marine scientists have signed a petition highlighting the importance of the discovery and for a pause on seafloor mining. The oxygen is produced by metallic nodes underneath the ocean containing metals which are commonly mined for batteries. This oxygen could potentially support fragile aquatic life. I spoke with Jaressa Lee, a deep-sea mining campaigner from Greenpeace, about the new discovery, as well as steps that are being taken to reduce ocean floor mining. If you could explain to me, what is dark oxygen the study refers to and how is it produced?
Yeah, so this new scientific study that has shown that polymetallic nodules, which deep-sea mining companies would like to harvest from the ocean floor, may be playing a key role producing dark oxygen in the deep sea without photosynthesis. So a nodule has been tested and been shown to have an electric charge just below that of a AA battery. And the dark oxygen is produced by a process called seawater electrolysis, which, when activated, splits the water into hydrogen and oxygen. And this is the dark oxygen being produced, 4,000 metres deep in the ocean.
What are the implications if mining companies continue to extract metals from the ocean and from these nodules?
So the metals company, and companies like them that intend to harvest these nodules would like us to believe that they're just rocks on the seafloor and they don't have a role in, the fragile and unique ecosystems down there in the deep sea. And this study shows that it actually could play a very vital role in the ecological processes that are happening down there. And it further proves that we just don't know enough and that we need to exercise some caution and that we need to impose a moratorium on deep sea mining because we don't know enough.
What actions are being taken following the discovery of this?
So right now the ISA, the International Seabed Authority, is meeting in Jamaica. Member states are discussing a mining code that could enable, deep sea mining, plunder the ocean, the deep seas, which would have, those devastating impacts on the biodiversity, the ecosystems in there, and those ecosystems may never recover. The study comes at a good time and should be informing those member states in their decision making to exercise that caution. And we're saying that Greenpeace's position is that deep sea mining could not in any way be sustainable. And the study tells us that there are processes happening in the ocean that are associated with nodules. We need to leave them alone. We don't know enough, and therefore deep sea mining can't go ahead. The decision makers need to acknowledge that and support a moratorium on deep sea mining.
What are alternatives to deep sea mining, and are there any?
I think that mining, the metals company, other deep sea mining companies would like to tell us that we need to, plunder the seabed, plunder the sea floor in order to move to a low carbon green transition. And my response to that would be to say, if you need to destroy the seabed for a green transition, then you're doing it wrong. I would suggest that we need to move away from an extractive linear model of living and shift to a circular economy. We have an opportunity to recycle materials that have already been extracted, and we should start there.
Should laws be set in place to prevent the sea mining?
Absolutely. The ocean is a vital part of all life on Earth, and ultimately the decision making at the ISA around deep sea mining needs to be well informed by a whole raft of things, including the best available science, which must include indigenous sciences and knowledge, the participation of communities and indigenous peoples who are on the front line, coastal communities whose livelihoods based around the health of the ocean. And these decisions should include the participation of all of these frontline and fence line communities. And at the centre of those decisions should be the health of our planet, future generations, and equity and justice for human health and human rights.
And that was Jaressa Lee from Greenpeace Aotearoa speaking to us about the recent discovery of oxygen.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.